biscuit. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
Joining us from the Asura server, we have once again joining us Miroku. Say hello.
Shut up, Joe.
Welcome back.
Shut up, Joe.
You know, at least I don't introduce myself, so there, me.
Yeah, that's
true. Everyone
yeah, but
just
Ed didn't do that last time either.
Ed didn't do that last time. Anywho, we've got an exciting show.
Do we? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, actually,
we have one bit of news, and it's Buffaloes.
We have two bits of news. The first bit of news here that on the show notes that Fusion wrote down was number one.
Buffaloes blaze onward.
No, you said buffalo crap.
Yeah, that's what I wrote.
Buffalo crap.
So, you know, just to get this out of the way, 14 came out this week.
Yay!
So, obviously, a lot of hardcore Final Fantasy XI fans still want to know that their game's going to be supported. So, Square Enix decided to do this by posting that the Buffalo event is coming. Like,
hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah, Jafar.
Step right up, partner, because it's that time of the
hallelujah,
year.
Hallelujah, Jafar!
What time you say? Koopa, whoa there. Did you get kicked in the noggin by a stampeding steer? I'm talking about none other than the Buffalo Blitz, of course.
Nice.
So yeah, it's coming up, starting up this Tuesday, I think. So there you go. If you want some of the event items from the past couple of years... Go get them.
Do you get from it again?
Same thing we've been getting for the past 5 years.
That's one thing that turns you into like a Chigo, gives you like the Chigo costume, I think. The milk, I think it was. There's that horn that you can get. There's that like crate of milk.
Isn't this the one with the paddle too?
Is this the one where you get the cheese?
Paddle was New Year's, I believe.
Cheese?
Yeah. Like, because this is the one that gave
Joe, drugs
the NPC.
Are bad.
Drugs are bad. I guess I'm just.
I never got any cheese. Sorry.
No, because I can't remember if this was the event where they implemented the NPC that in Juno that sells like the buffalo milk and the cheese and stuff.
Yeah.
I still don't remember any cheese.
It's because nobody cared about the cheese.
I do not remember cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember getting the belt.
Okay. I think they have like a template that they plug
still, can you get that still,
things.
That belt?
You probably can.
Event, yeah.
Yeah.
It says that
Sash.
Blazing and Buffaloes will come charging into town at 1 a.m. PDT on September 28th. On September 28th, which is this Tuesday. Technically. And mosey off into the sunset at the same hour on Tuesday. 12. Adventurers participating in Blazing Buffaloes will be restricted to level 75. Also, this level restriction will be unable to attack or be attacked by monsters. The level restriction will expire upon logging out or changing areas.
That's
it's different.
Does this stuff even do damage or...
It doesn't, yeah,
like,
it doesn't
really point of
what level is, I don't know. Who knows, but buffalo stuff. So there you go.
Okay.
There's your big pat on the back of comfort for Final Fantasy XI support continuing. Buffalo event.
You gotta give it up to these guys. If they really pull it off and do real support for both games... That's
well, you know, this they're doing something else that's going to actually kind of take some of the load off of that and give them the chance to put a little more work on some stuff for 11. They're canceling Tetramaster, man.
Oh, thank God for that.
December 31st, Tetramaster's gone.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I think they're canceling the like the Play Online Plus stuff too, with like the email filters and like the character named emails and that kind of thing.
Huh.
And someone had brought up the point, and I can't remember who it might have been. Was it Ed or Joe or one of them? About maybe they're getting ready to eliminate the majority of Play Online from Final Fantasy XI.
It was probably Ed, then. I'm not that smart.
I don't know if he is either, though. So
yeah.
But I mean, that brings up an interesting point. I mean, you know,
I like not having a Play Online in 14. That's for damn sure.
For 11, I mean, it's almost a necessity, but only because of the lack of a browser on the PS2.
Yeah.
I
get you.
You know, because I mean, that way you can look up the updates and that kind of thing. But I mean, I don't know. Should they just kind of leave it how it is and forget about it, or should they eliminate a lot, like a majority of the stuff? Do you think?
Well, how much stuff is in there that people actually check? I'm sure very little.
Just the friend list.
I don't know. You've got your friend list.
It would have all your like account information and stuff is through POL too.
You've got your email address there. Technically,
friend list is also managed in game though.
You got your email address though there, right?
And not to bash anyone that actually does use the Play Online email address, but who uses that? I mean,
well, you said the friend list is a controlled in game, but it's not completely because you can't edit. You know, you can't take people off your friend list from in game.
Yeah.
So you can add people,
but I mean, like, would you rather they remove Play Online?
Well, like, I don't think they can. I don't think they will.
Well, if they made it so...
I'd see them dumb it down so it's just literally a account support system. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Billing and all that crap. I could see them doing that, but without Tetramaster, that's pretty much what it is anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
But I mean, really, without Tetramaster, I mean, it's like an unnecessary step to logging into the game.
It isn't, I've always felt that way, but...
Well, yeah.
It is what it is. But I mean, you know,
like,
they made
it had Tetramaster, it had the email.
Well, is there more stuff...
The chat rooms that go unmoderated.
Well...
We've all seen the lovely kind of chats that go on in there.
On the Japan...
Thanks to you, Fusion X, because you lurked them.
Well...
You know what? I was curious one day, and... To see what people were talking about.
What kind of curious?
Just to see what people were talking about, or to see if the rooms were being used, and it's just like...
Alright, my question is, regarding Play Online, is for the Japanese clients, are there more services available in PO?
There is.
So they wouldn't get rid of it, right? I mean...
Well, if they got rid of Play Online...
It depends in what capacity. I think a majority... of the games, I want to say, are PS2 for Play Online stuff. I could be mistaken, but I mean, really, the only thing that I think that is keeping them from getting rid of Play Online altogether is the fact that if you're only playing on an Xbox or on a PlayStation 2, you may not necessarily have a computer to access the web for game update news.
Yeah.
Word.
That's really the only thing that's holding people back. I mean, you know, PS3 is coming up with 14 at some point. That has a built-in web browser. So there's no need for any kind of extra, you know, client.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, who knows?
That'd be interesting.
Right? I mean...
But that also raises the question that if they do end up getting rid of the POL viewer, how long will it be until they get rid of PS2 support?
For 11?
Yeah.
I think
never.
They'll keep going until they run out of hard drive space. And I don't know what they're at currently with that, but I mean, I really, if you know, that's really, I don't see them making some kind of huge OMG, you know, upgrade to 11 to the point where it, you know, PS2 wouldn't support it anymore.
Right.
Hmm. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it develops at least.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, at the very least, on PC, I'd like them to take away the stupid little ads for like Final Fantasy 12 and like Valkyrie profiles that are at the bottom there. Those are a little outdated.
just a little.
Just a bit, yeah. You know, only came out like 2 or 3 years ago, but whatever. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Was forever ago, man.
Yeah. I mean, they could take out a majority of it, just have it be kind of like log in, click play, you know?
Yeah.
On PS2, I think they would still need to have it. You know, they could, obviously, they could remove a lot of stuff and just keep it so you could access some of the news components. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to do with that. I mean, on one end, you're like, oh man, they're like getting rid of all this stuff. But at the same time, it's like they're cleaning it up because no one's using it. So awesome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Word.
I'm curious to see what
they're... Why do they feel that? Why do they need to stop Tetramaster anyway?
No one plays
it. Who uses it? It's a waste.
I've subbed for Tetramaster a couple times here and there throughout the years, and every time I've done so, there's maybe 10, 15 people playing. There's really not a lot of people playing, and there's no windowed mode for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably is kind of a setback for a lot of people. They want to play it in a windowed version, and it's not available. So.
Crazy shot in the dark, but maybe sometime down the road or whatever, they'll implement Tetramaster so it's an in-game thing.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? That'd be like the one in-game, like, little mini-event thing that people would actually care about. They could take out Ballista, Brenner, Pancration, and Chocobo Racing and just put in, like, Tetramaster. And that would be the coolest thing ever.
I never played Tetramaster.
Well, there's still time. You have until December 31st.
Well, I don't know if I'll get to it.
You and me sick. Well, then, the cards.
I don't know. That was. It's the game from 9, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hated that. Because you're going through 9, you're having a good time, and then...
Hey, here's a random question.
You're stuck doing this card game.
Like this... Like, okay, so 14 kind of came out, like... directly following 13, because 13 hasn't been out very long in the grand scheme of Final Fantasy titles and their delays between numbers. Did 11 come out like right after 10? It's pretty clear that the graphics, you know, are on the same kind
of
level.
You know, oddly enough, when you turn on Final Fantasy 10, the first thing you see right at the top of the screen on the main menu is Play Online.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because there used to be this whole thing of
there used to be a big online strategy guide component to Final Fantasy X, and it never made it. And somehow they still kept the giant Play Online on there, even though there is zero online functionality in Final Fantasy X.
That's funny.
Yeah. So it's a little fun fact right there.
I can answer that question for you, Chin.
Thanks, y'all.
Final Fantasy X made its debut in 2001 for the PlayStation 2.
So there was like a year.
There was a year and some change. It doesn't say what the release date.
But yeah, that's closer together than most games have been. Because it's usually, like what?
July 19th, 2001 for Japan. And then December 20th, 2001 for NA. Final Fantasy X. So, yeah, a year. No, less than a year.
Less than a year?
Yeah, because it was like...
So, it's about the same. Because this is less than
a
year, too, also.
Just a little less than a year.
I never even beat 13, which is kind of depressing.
You ain't missing much.
Well, there's still time.
There is still time. I still got the disc.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now, let's face it.
I grabbed Final Fantasy IX off PSN and I played that for a little bit and I just kind of stopped and now I'm like, I could go back and play it, but
I think I'm going to buy one of the new PS3s when 14 comes out.
Why?
For it. Because it's got a higher, it's got a bigger hard drive.
Buy a new hard drive.
Yeah.
Is it really that easy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you talking about for your PC?
No, you pop the tab off, you pull a thing out, you unscrew the old hard drive, you put the new one in, screw it in, push it back in, and that's it.
And any computer hard drive will work.
You need a laptop-sized hard drive.
Laptop-sized
hard drive. For the PS3?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's very easy. I put mine in and out, or out and in, rather.
What'd you end up putting in there size-wise?
300? 500? Something like that. But,
how much
is
in there now? Oh, only like 128 or something.
Mine was like a 40.
I was discussing.
Oh, I think that's what mine is, too.
Speaking of Final Fantasy 14 on PS3, .. I was talking to somebody about like the RAM in the PS3. It only has like 512.
Yeah.
PC client requires 2 gigs. How are they going to make the game work on the PS3? How is that going to
work? Well, they're already halving the textures because PC will run, was it like 1080-ish or whatever, but they've already come out and said that the PS2 is going to, or PS3 is going to run at 720.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll probably help a little bit with there, but I mean, they just got to tweak some stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of disappointing though, isn't it, at the same time?
Yeah. But at the same time, they've also said that, you know, the way that it's set up, they could probably update the PC client and have 2 different sets of textures and stuff like that. So, I mean, it won't be as heavily held back by the PS2.
That surprises me because I never thought of my PC as stronger than my PS3. I mean, I know my PC's pretty ballin', but like you think of a system as like, whoa, you know?
Right.
Especially if you've played some of these PS3 games.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the difference being is that's all it's doing is running those games.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, loading up Windows and all that crap either.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. This is going to sound extraordinarily odd, but if I were to get a PS3 and I wanted a bigger hard drive, could I put my old HDD for my PS2 inside of it?
No. It's a different size. It's too big. The hard drive in the PlayStation 2 is a desktop sized hard drive.
Yeah, it's big.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This was back in the day when they're like, dude, check this out, right? PS2, let's make it so you can put a hard drive in it.
Yeah.
They weren't like, all right, we gotta make sure it's not like, let's put a drive in this. Let's just see what happens. Like,
I love technology,
like 3
man.
Games will like support it. It's really, yeah. Hard drive for PS2
didn't get a lot of support.
There was Final Fantasy, I think, one of the SOCOM games you could install, and then was it Resident Evil Outbreak you could do an install. And that was it. Like, I can't think of anything else that used a hard drive. It was kind of a...
I thought most of them, weren't they just partial installs, so you wouldn't have to load
Not
so much?
Even. Not a lot of... Not, there weren't a lot of games that supported the hard drive on PS2 at all.
Word. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And even then, it was like Resident Evil Outbreak.
Still, go
like,
Sony, man. Breaking out of the box with that stuff.
Heck yeah. I remember installing my Resident Evil Outbreak, and it was like all it was like faster loading. Like, that's it. That's all it was. And it was like separate like game like rooms or whatever for people that only had hard drive installs.
That's funny.
That game was terrible.
Anyways... That's our news.
Yeah.
Word. So, we kind of went off topic a little bit there.
Bye-bye.
Good discussion, though.
Bye-bye, Tetramaster.
Should put, like, some taps as an overlay.
There's still time to get our Tetramaster tournament in, man.
Some montage music.
All right.
Yeah.
So, player achievements.
All 6 of them.
Yeah. People have been busy this week. Man, what's going on out there?
They're not busy.
That's good, because I haven't been.
I actually logged into 11 this week.
No way.
Believe it or not, yeah.
So proud of you right
Would
now?
Would you, like, leave a bowl of water out for your Moogle and log back out?
Change his papers.
Go, buddy.
Change his papers. Oh, poor Moogle.
Probably to clean off the carpet a little bit too, I'd imagine. I don't think the papers you left from last time were sufficient enough for the weight, but
right. So how about this player achievements?
Yeah, player achievements. let's see, we got Kinsai of Asura did Bastion for the first time and earned enough for Ninja and Samurai Pants. Ligfoot Ho.
Ligfoot Ho.
the leg foot. Don't forget the arm hand. Those are just
put
just
the
as important.
In your leg foot.
Don't forget the arm hand.
Toboy got Black Mage to 85.
Excuse
me. Wow. Got Black Mage at 85. Leveled Warrior sub from 37 to 44. White Mage sub from 37 to 42. Nice. Bunch of other stuff. Got Rank 3 Fame in Mizrox Coast. And a shout out to Mackenzie getting his Black Mage AF3 mantle.
Sweet.
Word.
Zeri's got Dark Knight 83. Got Insurgency. And is 0 for 230 on Dancer Head Seals. Seriously, what's wrong with this quest? Yeah, the seal quests are not my friend. Invincible Moron cooked up some Galkin sausage.
Nice.
Upgraded.
Didn't see that one coming.
Feet, kept hand-to-hand merits, and killed Ironclad Server for the Haste plus 6 pup belt.
Groovy.
Good stuff. Defender X finished trial number 14. Had to kill 400 pikes. 400. I hated even having to kill one for a placeholder for some NM back when, like, those weapons from the Fomors were, like, decent with the synergy and the Evolith stuff. I had to, like, try to pop a Peist NM. Those things are horrible. He had to kill 400 of them.
Ugh, that stinks.
Says I never want to see another fake. I'll just not even say the word to save stake. The editing work. Dragon again. It'll be too damn soon.
Donkey penis.
Thank you. Really?
You're kind of a jerk, Joe.
I'm not editing.
Learn
from
the best, Jimmy. I learned from the best.
True.
That's a technical term. I don't have to edit that. Continue.
Kuroneko, let's see. I got their AF3 plus 1 legs for Dancer. Got the Dancer ammo slot and got the Savant's pants plus. What is Savant? I don't know.
Scholar.
Okay, Scholar pants. Scholar draws plus 1. And that's it. That's all we got because people haven't been posting their player achievements. So shame on you. / thank you for not making me read that much.
Me no read good.
Me no read good. Alright, so
phonics didn't work for me.
Alright. Fusion, what about in game here? Joseph, how about you? You're our guest.
I was gonna say, I'm like, well, technically Joe's the guest, but it's also Joe.
Yeah, I'm kinda punching back in the corner.
He's kinda just Joe.
Yeah.
I'll let him go first, I suppose.
I've been hitting it up in Abyssia a bit. I finished my White Mage plus 1 legs a while ago, which is nice.
Nice. Grats.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Thank you. That's, oh my god, when I saw the stats,
percentage
I
of
just...
stuff like cured is returned in MP, right?
Yeah, the plus 1s are 2% of your cure amount, go back to your MP, and then the plus 2s are like 5%. And then they've got, like, Divine Benison plus 1 and...
Not a mage job, but I saw those, and I was like, awesome.
Yes, bricks were... There is a verb that I'm not going to say, so to save, stake the edit after my...
Yeah, please save me the edits. Please save me the edits. I'm trying to play 14 this week.
Yeah. Well, in that case. Let's see, what else? I got into an Abyssia party last night and took my White Mage and Summoner from 80 to 85 and got 21 merits.
Baller. That's a lot of merits.
Yeah. I sort of forgot what the sun looked like, but, you know.
Hey, whatever.
It's big and it's bright. That's
it
all
happens.
You need to know.
It happens.
Yeah. And with those, I finished my merits for Summoner, pretty much.
Awesome.
Yeah. Besides that, I've been working on my, plus 1 hats for White and Summoner, and I've been trying to finish Magian Trial Sword. But other than that, that's about it.
Alright, Fusion, how about you?
Let's see, was last week my Sam Legs plus 1? I don't remember if I had those last week or not.
I don't think so. I think
this
is the first
those?
I'm hearing of it.
I got my Sam, they have 3 plus 1 legs, which are
Grants.
Pretty cool. They're nice. It took me like forever and a half.
If the seals had stacked when I was doing my White Mage quest, I would have easily finished every other piece of armor from that.
I was almost tempted to keep the extra seals I got just to make a point in how stupid the amount of, like, the random percentage of getting, like, other seals is. Because I probably could have completed at least one or two other pairs of pants for jobs that I don't have.
Yeah.
Which is, it's stupid the way that they did it. Did an Abyssia NM run this past Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday? Sunday? Wednesday? One of those days.
How'd that go?
Probably Wednesday. It went really well. We killed... what did we kill? We killed the Behemoth in Lothane.
Nice.
I can't...
I love fighting.
Hadayash, oh. I think it is. We got the... we were also farming the Atmas off of these. And mm-hmm. I think we got the Atmas off of each of them. Got the Atma of the Lion, which gives a triple attack.
Nice.
Also gives some physical damage taken down, which is pretty cool. The coolest one, we fought Eccentric Eve in Abyssia Konshtet and got Atma of the Voracious Violet. This one's pretty cool. And sit down if you're not already, all right? Increases strength by 50, double attack rate by 5%, and adds a 2 TP per tick regain effect.
Oh, wow. That'd be awesome for my White Mage.
Yeah. What?
Hex of Strength for the win,
Joe.
Yo.
Shut up, Joe.
Get out of here.
Lord.
But also got a couple other
ones. I
just
threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That's hot.
It happens. got a couple other ones. They weren't really... anything to mention, I don't think. Atma of Eternity, enemy critical hit rate down, enhanced resist low, enhanced resist curse, like, who cares? Especially when looking at, like, the 50 strength, and, like, that's, like, the Atma to have right there. We got some decent drops. We didn't get the hands from the Behemoth. I was hoping for those. It's got, like, strength and haste. Dirk can use them. Those would have been nice for a Homon replacement. Overall got some pretty solid drops. Working on trying to upgrade my Dancer AF legs. And for people asking why not Dirk, the quest for the Dirk seals is a pain. So I'm just gonna wait and hopefully get those from NMs once we start up NM runs for the newer areas.
They drop like candy from the NMs.
Yeah. So I'm just going to wait and do that and save me the headache of trying to quest more seals, because some of these are just ridiculous. I did hear, though, that there was a group that they were just XPing, and they ended up with a lot of extra time. And they actually went around and did some of the NMs and stuff like that, and they actually finished. It was a White Mage head. And... It was like Red Mage or Scholar.
Yeah, those all dropped from the same one.
I got the plus ones for those completed the other night, which is they ended up with like 500 minutes saved. 500 minutes saved in Abyssia, and it only shows up to 120.
Heck yeah!
Yes,
you really need to up the amount of time you can store, because some of these parties, man, you get so much extra time.
Yeah, I had like 300 minutes.
You know, it's really weird how. You know, 14, and I hate to mention 14 on this show, but, you know, it comes out there.
I think it's kind of an inevitability, not even because, like, we're playing it, but more because it's the future,
like,
you know, obviously 11's still the future, too.
It's the elephant in the room.
Well, yeah, when you think about it also, Square Enix did say that they wanted players to play both of them side by side, while granted that sort of is, like, monetary incentive for them.
But here's the issue.
It should be warranted to be brought up in discussion.
Here's the issue, though, that I'm seeing. 14 is its big emphasis is on casual gameplay.
Mm.
It's not even that casual. Not yet.
Hear me out. That's okay. Their thing right now. Casual play, you can hop on for like 30 minutes, do a thing, and hop off, and you've accomplished something, you know.
Okay.
With 11 now, you know, obviously, you know, in more recent years, they've realized that... gameplay has kind of overall shifted to a more kind of casual stance. We got level sync, Fields of Valor, and stuff like that. And now we have Abyssia, where you can party, but it's only good if you spend a lot of time doing it.
Yeah.
Doesn't this seem like kind of like going against the current a little bit?
Just a little Fusion X, just a little.
A little bit, but look at it like this. The Bastions, if there were people that actually did them, that's very good EXP right there in a short amount of time.
And then, that's
10k in about 20, in what, like 20 minutes? Probably less?
But yeah, but the problem for this then is Bastion is to campaign as Abyssia is to anything that was considered endgame before this last update. I mean, there's like Ronfar has been captured in on a Carbuncle. Like, nobody cares about campaign anymore. So, like, are they just going to leave it? Are they going to do something in the older content to make it worth doing again? Or is it just going to be there as dead weight?
No way. I think I think they really just realized that, look, we're not going to get any more subscribers to 11. So, old stuff doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is new stuff.
Well, you got to think
also. Because
that's
all people are going to see. They're not going to go back and level a job anymore. From one to whatever till you can do Abyssia, you know? Chances are you've already done all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, one thing that you got to remember also is that when Campaign first came out, the NPCs that were defending the strongholds and stuff were way too strong. Or not strongholds, whatever, the campaign zones. They were sort of overpowered and you couldn't get EXP from campaign. Then they weakened it so much that, like, Beastmen just took over the towns nonstop, and there would just be 24-hour campaign battles in the cities. Then they changed that, like, right. Yeah, those were awesome, but then they changed it back so it's sort of balanced now. If they changed it back so, like, the NPCs were a little bit stronger, then that would be a good balance to sort of alleviate what sort of described. So,
I bet the Shadow Lord is sitting up in his throne in Shadowrain, like, wondering where everyone's at. Man, for a couple months there, man, he was it. Like, everyone was like, dude, we need to get access to this. We need to get that Nocturnus stuff. And now no one cares.
Well, some of the Nocturnus stuff is still pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, but try telling that to a whole server so they unlock the fight.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
I mean, one of my hopes with the level cap going up and everything is that and the other Beastman Stronghold BCs would be unlocked more easily. Because I want that round Elirion that drops out of the one in Castle Astrosia. And just no one cares about campaign, like, at all.
I could see if, like, you have the Wings of the Goddess missions completely done and the Nation quests that you would get access to it, like, once
maybe,
a week.
That would
be
a nice incentive. Because, I mean, really,
yeah,
right now,
cool.
You can get the same amount in Bastion as you could in a campaign battle. In, like, a fraction of the time. You can go into Bastion for, like, 5 minutes and walk out with, like, 2 or 3K XP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no reason to do campaign outside of maybe Union, and that's who cares? I'd rather get more XP than, like, you know, half the XP, more time, and, like, a bind bill or something.
Yeah, but isn't, like, the body that you can get from Sandori, isn't that still one of the better, not seeing best by any means, but one of the better paladin bodies that you can get?
It might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a paladin.
I think most people that cared, though, probably have it already.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. I'll be curious to see what they do past December, because, you know, the level cap's not going to be 99 by then, unless they go from 85 to 99 in the next update,
which would be a little intense, yeah.
Very unlikely. I mean, there's got to be something else that they're planning on doing.
Well, like probably three more add-ons.
I don't know. I mean, it could be add-ons, or they could, you know, do some kind of massive overhaul to older endgame content. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but with, like, if you look at, like, the Empyrean armor that's out now, what gear is actually that good anymore?
There is none.
Yeah. So why would they bother going back to revamp something that nobody would really care about?
To make people care about it again.
Right. I'm sorry, it's like 11 o'clock.
No, sometimes we got started a little late. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sitting here with, like, a Syringe and Mountain Dew. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely, you know, not a secret that really anything that was endgame, you know, before this last update, no one really cares about anymore because of the such high quality of the newer gear. I mean, Sky, Limbus, Sea, with the exception of very few.
You know what kills me too is that's one of the things I always liked about 11 was there were some pieces of gear that just weren't going to get replaced, you know, for so long.
And one of the issues with that is like if you look at Sky and think like, okay, well, what would people still want out of Sky now? And you know, first thing that comes to your mind is W legs, and it's just so people can move faster. It's not even like a, you know, like something essential for like a macro or a spell or anything. It's just to walk faster, you know, of all the things.
Hey, rare stuff is rare, and that, I mean, that comes in handy for anyone that can.
I absolutely understand that,
but that's what happens when you replace gear. You know, it's not like they're going to add a 13% movement speed leg. You know what I mean?
You never know. They could.
They probably would. They'd be like, we're going to shut down Sky and we're just going to give everyone W legs.
That would make my day. No, seriously, like,
Well, even like, okay, so you're a warrior, all right, as an example. And other jobs can wear N body besides warrior that can't wear E body, like thief. Yeah, there's some more, but Bard. I'm not going to go into the details. Bard, yeah. But
how does Bard get to wear N body so in like, Dancer Stone?
So
I never
like
got N-body
that. Body is still like I haven't seen a lot of the newest gear, but even then, N body was useful.
Wait till December when AF3 body comes out.
Well, yeah, I'm just
theoretically
saying.
By then, like salvage and hopefully observation or ABJ pieces will be up. Upgradable, but
my point is that if you
could find something better, is it was harder to get.
Yeah.
Like you think waiting your turn in Sky for an N body or something is hard, or waiting your turn for an E body, which only dropped off Nidhogg for the longest damn time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you think that was hard. Well, here's salvage, something you have to do every damn day to try to, and then spend, you know, umpteen zillion.
My hope right now is that I'm sure that we'll probably still see a +3 version of the AF3 when Heroes hits the body and hands, but I would really like to see them make use out of first and foremost salvage pieces, because And I'll probably rant about this on like every episode from now till
Fusion's Rant.
But I mean, when people upgraded those, you know, they spent, you know, 12-14 million on just a body. It was with
on top of the work. Tons and tons of actual work.
It was
It's not like that was a 20-minute event like Einarjar, you know, or half hour. Mm-hmm. It was, what is it, 100 minutes?
100 minutes.
You're like, 100 minutes.
Just over an hour and a half? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, when people upgrade those, they're under the assumption, whether they think about it or not at the time, that, okay, you know, the level cap has been 75 for this long. Like, this, you know, right now, this piece, like, for the cap that it is, it's probably not going to change. This is, like, the best piece for, you know, whatever.
And most of those pieces had several uses. So you're like, even if I got something with that was a better TP body or something, as an example, you know, this will still be better for weapon skills.
Exactly. I would really like to see them. And I really, the only way that I think they're going to do anything these days is Magi. And that's what they're throwing everything into is once you get to a certain point with the Artifact 3 trials, branch it instead of just, okay, straight up, +1, +2 version, branch it and include the ability to turn in salvage pieces or maybe, you know, relic +1 pieces or something.
Or even do this, you know, instead of going to the +1 and +2 stage, what is it, +1, +2, +3?
There's just +2 right now.
So say there's only +2. Say if you have a salvage body and, you know, you only have one job that really uses it, maybe you could turn that in and get the +2 right away without having to do all that other crazy work. Because, hey, you already did a lot of damn work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, the thing I don't like about that is for people that have multiple jobs that can use a salvage body like
well,
me,
yeah, no,
then
I,
it's sort
I know.
Of...
I'm just saying there's many options here, you know? It's not just...
Yeah.
I don't know if it even necessarily needs to be the most significant thing in the world, but make them useful for something.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, turning them in to get credit on a trial or for a new branch or for something. If anything needs to be looked at that existed before Abyssia for players, it really needs to be, I think, salvage gear.
Well, for the most part, though, aren't, like, most of the salvage bodies still pretty damn good?
Like, yes, but it's because AF3 bodies aren't out yet. That's the only reason why they're still worthwhile.
Well, yeah, but you gotta think also, look at how, like, even just getting the plus ones, there was the guy in the player achievements that is, like, for, what was it, like, 200-something on his seal for just his headpiece? Think about how hard they're gonna make the bodies just because SE likes to essentially put us over a table and then do various things to our pooper.
You know, I don't think that what is going to be coming with heroes is going to be that much different from what we're seeing now with Scars in terms of upgrading to the plus one, because they want people with the spare time. They want a little bit of solo content to a certain extent. Not everyone may have a group that they can do NMs with. So they want to make it so that any player can go in and feel like they're progressing and then maybe eventually, possibly, complete an AF plus one piece. And then for the plus two, that's when you need to start getting into the NMs and stuff. And I think that makes a little more sense. If you want the real crazy stuff, you need to take down some of the harder mobs. But just to kind of get your foot in the door, anyone can go in and quest some seals. The problem being with this is that the quests in the areas aren't balanced, I don't think.
Just pulling an example for me, like the White Mage Head, like the quest to get the seals in the Ottawa Chasm, you need to turn in 3 of the drops from the new jellyfish looking things. Mm-hmm. They're all IT. A White Mage can't solo them, and they're 80k at the auction house. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, other than that,
another issue. I think Ottawa, I think, is very similar to Kronstadt. In where really the only way to start getting into the quests, there's only like one opening quest that you can really do to kind of open up everything else, and it's a pain in the ass to do. Because I know for Kronstadt, it was you had to refuel a Martello. And so you had to get really lucky finding a Martello that was below that percentage that you could refill. Otherwise, you couldn't do any other quests in that area. Mm. And I think Ottawa is in a similar...
For Ottawa, there's a quest where you can just get a scroll of Cura 2 and you go and you, like, touch a Gasponia and then you go back to the dude. And that's it.
Yeah, but that's not repeatable.
You need to repeat quest? Oh, duh. Mm-hmm. Seal Fame.
Right.
Brain fart again. I apologize.
I mean, really, what they need to do is...
They
need to make it so, you know, one quest isn't going to block you off from doing everything else. Like, if you want to have one quest that'll be a prereq for another, that's fine, but saying... Okay, you have to do this one quest that's kind of a pain in the butt to do before you can do anything else in this area. That's I mean, you know, anyone can do these quests. Some are a little more difficult than others, unfortunately. But then also, if you're one of those people that does have a group to do NMs, you can get the same seals from the NMs. So you could do the same. You might actually, if you're in a shell... and I've been kind of trying to push this in our shell, too, is just to do NM runs for the lesser NMs in the newer zones, because you could get the seals a lot quicker doing the NMs than actually doing the quests.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like, I've been doing shout groups for the Summoner Head seal, and it drops Beastmaster, Pup, Summoner, and Corsair seals. Yeah. And, it's a pet burn fight. There's no way around it, just because the NM, like, spams a... Stonja and like Aga 4s and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, and every time that we fought it, we've gotten at least 2 or 3 seals.
Yeah, see, that's what I really want to do. I mean, we're still working on some of the Vision of Abyssia bosses and stuff. Like, I think a group did Brarius tonight, the Big Gigas. But I'd really like to get into the newer content. Not so much because I don't care about some of the older stuff, some of the gear and the Atma. From the VOA guys are really nice, but I really right now, like, the gear to get is all the AF stuff. Mm. And that's just, you know, it's just more magic and stuff.
Yeah. Word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a good topic discussion, wasn't it? Wow, out of nowhere.
What do you even talk about? I don't even know.
It's kind of like when you start.
Where are we at? In game. And then we went to Fusion's rant. We started talking about salvage bodies and.
Yeah.
What did you do in game this week, Fusion?
I said what I did.
Oh, wait to be that guy, Stay. Was there anything more that you wanted to discuss?
We killed Odin, and as per usual, nothing that was useful to me dropped.
Since I haven't been able to do Odin since they increased the level cap, are you guys killing it in like 3 seconds now?
It's gone a little quicker, yeah.
That actually totally reminds me, and I'm going to go into a minor rant here. But,
Continue, but just shut up.
Yeah. So, I've been in this Iron Harrier shell for about a year and a half now, and, so as soon as the AF3 pieces came out, people were like, oh, like, E-body's gonna be crap in like 3 months, which it won't be, because E-body has yet to be replaced ever, but, basically the entire Iron Harrier shell just, like, up and left, and I was next in line for Dalmatica, and it pissed me off, because the shell just was like, nope. They just broke, and we had a full Odin set, and it's just like, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Who would do that?
People are ridiculous.
Seriously, at that point, who was like, let's just not do this last one?
Like, Dalmatica's already been replaced anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's one of those
But at the same time, it's cheaper than a salvage body, and it serves the basic purpose, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's still cool, because it's a Dalmy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, who doesn't like the big green thing? You like it.
Right?
Yeah, and like, you know, I don't get like a single thing out of a shell for like, you know, year and a half. Just
I really if I was in a position in that shell where it's like, all right, we have Odin, like we can pop an Odin, let's just cancel the shell. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I think we either needed one more or we were done with it. It just pissed me off.
Even then, if you needed one more, man, you finish that, you have one last hurrah, and then you're off with it. You don't, like, that's stupid.
Dude, even, I'd still even be like, let's get a whole nother set and do it one more time.
That's like trying to do, a relic weapon and being, like, 50 bind bills away and then saying, eh.
Eh.
Yeah. That's just it. Rabble, rabble, Odin. Continue. I apologize.
I love Odin. Iron Shard gave me the best sense of like completion and
really like
it's a fun
looking
fight.
At all the different endgame events, as it were, really like Einar Yar is the only one that's kind of stood its ground. I think looking at the stuff that you can get from Odin.
Well, you can argue it's the best designed out of all of them. Yeah. 30 minutes, hour max, like depending on gathering time.
Mm-hmm.
Uses all the jobs. So you know.
Yeah.
It was challenging, but it didn't take forever.
Yeah, and once you got the hang of it, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah, I mean, if...
What, Einarjar?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I mean...
Especially now.
That's what I love, too, is, like, the learning curve in 11 was so... Like, okay, so it was difficult for us. Very difficult at first, but once we got it, we had it. And I loved that we'd have people coming to us and asking us... And we weren't, like, jerks and saying, like, well, you can't beat Odin. You know, we weren't...
We'll tell you if you give us 1 million kills.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, I just love Final Fantasy. All of them, you know.
Except for 8. You've made that clear.
Yeah, F8. F you for liking 8.
F8.
I don't know. When I see stuff like that in 11, like, it just gives me so much hope for every other game.
You know what doesn't give me hope?
What doesn't give you hope, sir?
Blind invites in Abyssia. And in Abyssia with a scorpion harness, a wyvern helm, and then AF hands, legs, and feet.
No, it doesn't give me hope either.
What's that?
No auction house.
What?
Yeah. Just
wrong game.
Wrong game, dude.
Whatever.
But no, I mean, 11
didn't have. Side note: 11 didn't have an auction house when it launched either.
Yeah, it did, did it?
No, it didn't. Not for Japanese players.
Eh, Japanese players aren't people.
They're robots.
I'm fired. You're never allowed on here again.
It's fine with me.
Joseph.
Broseph.
Oh, man, he added Broseph. To the end. You're in trouble.
Rosef.
That was messed up, man. You're fired, dude.
But yeah, right. I mean, it's people are just progressing so fast through Abyssia now that they're not necessarily learning as much as they used to. You know what I mean? Like, there's is people are skimming through.
I've heard of a lot of people upset with that. I
kind of cried the other day when I was in Abyssia and someone just like I just saw an invite. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
All right. Chin, did you do anything in game this week?
No, I played 14.
I didn't either. All right, how about emails?
We have emails.
Woohoo! Excellent.
First email comes from Dark Star from Cerberus. It says, "Dear PFA, over the weekend, I decided to do a little project for you since you asked about it.
I love projects.
I went to iTunes and I re-downloaded each and every available episode.
Oh my god.
Oh dear god.
Our server bandwidth thanks you, sir. It took almost 3 hours, but you guys are filling up my hard drive and bogging down my computer for 3 hours straight. You guys talk continuously each and every episode back to back. You would be up to 304.8 hours, which is 12.7 days. That's nearly 2 weeks straight of Rafflecopters, Babies, and Drawers getting behind the outpost and laughing so hard that it can only be heard by dogs. Beast, Matering, don't squeeze in it. Goodness. Now,
you should be a writer.
You gave yourselves 8 hours a day to sleep, eat, and rest your voices. It would stretch out to 16.8 days, which is 405.8 hours.
400. Wow.
405.8.
That's
one reason you guys are my absolute favorite podcast. Every week, almost without fail. I don't think we've failed.
We have never failed.
Which is ridiculous when I think about it.
Yeah.
I have nothing better to do.
I'm amazed that we've never...
We had some close calls.
We've had some close calls, some redos episodes where like we've done it and then it's crapped out.
Yeah. Well, no, we even had one that was so bad like we almost lost it, and then we had something come up like last minute that we were able to release as the episode, and it was like, whew.
Dude, we're crazy.
Some more. Because every week, almost without fail, there you are on my iPod while I am working out at the gym or working on just doing housework. Keep up the epic work. I'll keep tuning in and getting a little smile each week, courtesy of you guys.
Aww.
Gold Star.
Good email.
We have gold star stickers. I'll just email this guy a picture of a gold star sticker.
You might as well put it in the regular mail.
Side note, anybody else notice that when Fusion reads the emails, he sort of goes into like flight
nice
attendant's
Fusion
voice saying how, like, you know, Version CX is sort of to the left and behind you. You just sort of like
only for this email.
Yeah, that was really only this email. I was like,
because he was trying to be very like, you know, trying to give justice to the statistics.
Okay, we'll still song. Epic email.
You want me to like read another one?
Yeah, do it up.
Whisper softly, yes.
Killing.
Do it in the Fusion X sexy voice.
He doesn't have one of those.
Hey,
stop trying. It's embarrassing.
Read the next one while sobbing.
While sobbing, I bet you could do that good.
Hey guys, possibly gals.
Do it in Meatwad's voice.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that right now. That takes a certain mindset that I just don't have at 1 in the morning.
Volume.
This next one comes from Anonymous. It says, "Hey guys, and possibly gals." I think Chin is a gal, so yes, possibly gals. I was just wondering, should I start playing Final Fantasy XI now?
Oh man,
I don't
what a question.
Think my computer will handle 14, and I have a spare copy of 11, and if I do start playing, what server should I join? from the as-of-yet-unborn adventurer. So we have a fetus emailing us, apparently.
This is not the first fetus.
I'm going to go with go for it.
I'm hoping that's
Sci-fi. Absolutely go for it. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
If you know, think 14 is going to run on your computer, grab 11.
Yeah.
There's, you know, actually from playing 14, there's a lot you can learn in 11, man.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if like, it's... I wonder if it'll be their first MMO. If it's not your first MMO and all you've played is stuff like Ion, WoW, and what is that, Guild Wars and EverQuest, then you need to play 11 because it will,
yeah,
it will open your eyes to how an MMO
or Hello Kitty Online
should be. Especially now with like all the, what's it called, with the little books.
Having Guilds a Valor.
Guilds of Valor. Valor.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Like, oh man.
If I had that back in the day, it would have been so much more awesome.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I started out on a White Mage and to be, like, first MMO not having internet access besides the PS2, which is just like, oh, I'm going to go and whack things with my club in this desert place that kind of has worms. This is pretty cool. 10 days later, awesome, I'm a level 2.
If it took you that long, you're level 2. You have issues.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's true. It was like level 10 in an hour.
There's sad, and then there's the story you just told.
Well, yeah, but I kept remaking my character because I'm like, Mithril.
I did that. I think I remade my character like 2 or 3 times before I was happy with the name.
Giraffe, meh. Bye-bye, elephant.
What?
Elephants are giraffes.
You're fired, Joe. Stop talking.
You're done. As for server, I don't know.
Find some friends, man, and play with them.
Check out, look at some of the community forums, FF Encyclopedia forums, ZAM forums, Blue Garter, well, maybe not Blue Garter forums.
they might make you not want to play.
Maybe Killing Effort or Auction House. All the links for those are on our links page. Check them out and see if you can find some groups to get settled with. But,
heck yeah, man.
Next email comes from.
It's good to see people are still looking at this game. You know what I mean? That makes me feel good.
Good stuff. Next one comes from Annex from Sylph. Says, it's been a while since I last wrote, and I've been playing less lately since I finally have a job after more than a year of graduating college with no work.
Awesome.
For Lord's sake, your time will come.
I'm hoping.
Your time will come. Anyways, I'm writing this not to ask a question or to give some game-breaking information, but a general rant to the community.
Oh, jeez.
We got a lot of those this episode.
Here we go. Let's do this. A few friends of mine and I have decided to level up a new job that we left off in the mid-20s and 30s. The problem is, when we search for people that are LFP in this level range, most of the time we see this in the search comment. Quotation mark. Abyssia only.
Abyssia.
Key employee. You can have this. X amount of keys. Quotation. This is annoying because no one is going to invite a leech because the people that want a leech are the ones forming the parties. So you won't not get invited. If you want a leech, make your own damn party. By the way, the XP in Abyssia at 30 doesn't show up until after the first 50 or 60 kills, unless it's from chests. I know because a good friend of mine tried to lead to level 45 and was getting 0 XP for a while, then it slowly rose. And the time I got a random invite on my level 58 Black Mage, I was getting 20 to 30 XP at the beginning. Unfortunately, that party died quickly. Granted, XP in Abyssia at low levels is nice after the first 2 or 3 hours, but unless you plan on staying longer, you just get a damn regular party. And that's a good point too. Also, I am graced with the fact that my name is up on the alphabetical list, and if for some reason I'm a party leader in the Alliance, I get a tell at least every 10 minutes or so asking if we need a key whore slash leech. No, obviously not, since we're in here already and we have a key whore. If not two, go make your own damn party. I actually don't say that, but I think it real hard. I'm pretty sure you all have not run into this problem, but there was an email or two a couple weeks ago about it, and over here on Sylph we are experiencing the same thing, with not many people looking for party in these low to mid levels. Thanks, guys, and keep doing what you do.
Well said.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest pet peeves on top of blind invites is people asking me if I have a space in my party. If I did and I was interested in you, you would know. And in fact, if I, you know, if a space comes up and I need somebody, if you asked me before that space was available, I would tell you, no, I'm full, sorry, and not consider you later on. Unless you were like the only person in the world that was looking for a party, then maybe. Possibly.
Or unless you were, you know, me, like, then you just ignore me and sweep me under the rug.
This is also true. If you were Joe, you would not be invited to my party. Mm-hmm. I would also not be the leader of an Abyssia party. I hate being a leader, especially of things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go. Can you rat me?
Well, and it's not so much that it's a problem of repping, but with Abyssia, you have to get an alliance of people, and also have to coordinate the kills to get the right kind of lights to start off with.
Yeah. On
top of that, later you have to deal with drops from caskets and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot more involved in an Abyssia party than just a regular merit party.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So,
yeah, good email.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Any more emails?
That is all that we have.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, you know what? We've been recording for like an hour and like 2 minutes or something. Minus the stuff that I have to
edit. It's like an hour and 3 minutes, I think, but who's counting?
Huh?
Hmm? What?
No.
I don't know.
It's an hour and 2 minutes almost exactly.
Well, you know what?
And minus the stuff that I have to edit because you guys wouldn't stop talking about that other stuff.
Yep. Monkey penises?
Yes, that.
Anywho, hopefully we'll have some more player achievements for next week.
Be good.
Hopefully people will emerge from 14 to play a little bit more 11.
from like Hello Kitty Online or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Dude, actually, a friend of mine, she sent me a text the other day and was like, oh my god, I found the perfect MMO for me. I'm like, it's Hello Kitty Online, isn't it? And she's like, yes!
Was it really?
Why, yeah, it was.
Why would you play Hello Kitty Online now when you can play the Bible online?
Actually, you know what?
I'm not kidding.
Laughing at religion. I'm laughing at the fact that.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Dude, what is this Bible Online game? I've never heard of that.
It's a browser MMO, and it is called the Bible Online.
It's a browser MMO? What do you do in it?
I don't know. You part C's or something? I have no idea.
You read the Bible.
I'll check it out and report back next week. Oh, dear God. Hey, Joseph, thanks for joining us this week.
Why are you thanking him? Why do you gotta be all polite?
That's my nature.
Yeah, even though that's I gave
him four edits. That's how my mama taught me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. Glad I could be of some sort of assistance / burden.
As a note, Duel was gonna be on. His internet decided otherwise. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, that means it got too late and he went to bed.
No, he was lagging.
Yeah, he was having some internet issues, technical difficulties.
You know, like the last couple times we've had him on where like he'll be talking.
I miss Julie. I don't get to talk to him much anymore.
We all do. Alright, our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website address, as always, is petfoodalpha.com. Thank you very much for joining us this week. And we'll see you next week, right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Night.
Good.
Easy peasy.